From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP engineers have finally succeeded in slicing off the bent riser pipe atop the apparatus on the wellhead from which oil is gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. They did it with giant hydraulically powered shears. But Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the cut is not as clean or as straight as had been hoped.
This is an irregular cut. It will be a little bit more challenging to get the seal around, but we will have a containment device there. We'll be able to capture more oil than we would otherwise. And we're going to have to see as we put the containment cap on exactly how effective it is.
Allen says BP hopes to lower that containment cap over the pipe within the next couple of hours. The company will use chemical dispersants to break up any oil that's not captured by the cap. The White House says President Obama will return to the Gulf Coast on Friday to assess the latest efforts to deal with the massive oil spill. Israeli officials are dismissing the UN's call for an international inquiry into the deaths of 9 people during the raid by Israeli commandos on ships headed for the Gaza Strip. Linda Gradstein reports Israel says its army is already conducting a probe of the incident.
Israeli officials today rejected calls from the United Nations and other countries for an independent investigation. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev said the army can conduct a, quote, prompt, professional, transparent, and objective investigation. President Obama has offered a compromise in which Israel will conduct its own commission of inquiry, but the U.S. would participate as an observer. Israel's foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, today accepted that idea, saying Israel has nothing to fear from a commission of inquiry, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has not said yes or no. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Some retailers say their business was lackluster in May, while others have posted modest gains. Danielle Carson reports the data come from a sampling of some major retail chains.
This first look at retail sales shows some disappointing numbers. Retailers blame cool weather, which drove down sales of seasonal clothing. Plus, Memorial Weekend spilled over into June. But other major retailers posted modest gains. Ken Perkins heads the consulting firm Retail Metrics.
We had Abercrombie & Fitch down 3%. American Eagle was down 3%. Our specialty apparel retailers, however, fare relatively well. I mean, the Gap was up 1%. The Limited, in particular, was up 5%. Those were some fairly decent numbers, given how soft the month looked like it was going to be.
Retailers are heading into what they call the summer doldrums, but Perkins says they're counting on strong sales this month to get their cash receipts back on track. After that, the next big push is back to school sales in September. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
The Commerce Department says a surge in demand for commercial aircraft has pushed orders to factories up in April, but the gain was less than in the previous month, and excluding transportation orders, factory orders actually fell in April. Still, stocks are holding on to modest gains. The Dow is up 16 points at this hour. This is NPR News. One of baseball's greatest talents is retiring. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Ken Griffey Jr. of the Seattle Mariners will leave the game with 630 home runs, fifth on the all-time career list.
Griffey said he still felt he could contribute to the Mariners, but without enough playing time to be sharper coming off the bench, he said he'd become a distraction to his teammates. A veteran of 22 seasons, Griffey's greatest time was his first stint in Seattle from 1989 to 1999. He won over fans with his superlative hitting and fielding and unabashed enthusiasm. He'll forever be remembered in Seattle for the 1995 season, in which his play helped the Mariners beat the Yankees in the playoffs and helped convince local officials to build a new stadium, Safeco Field, that would keep Major League Baseball in the city. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Detroit Tigers pitcher Armando Galarraga says he still cannot believe how close he came. He was deprived of a perfect game last night when umpire Jim Joyce called a Cleveland Indians runner safe at first base with two outs in the ninth inning. After the game, Joyce watched the replay and admitted his call was wrong.
I missed it.
Joyce tearfully approached Galarraga, who was sipping a beer, to apologize for the mistake. Galarraga says he appreciated that gesture, but he says he's still upset about the call and about the rare distinction that he missed.
There's no way he can call that safe. And that's what it made me sad. And I can't help it. I really can't help it.
There have been only 20 perfect games in Major League history, games in which a pitcher does not allow any opposing players to get on base during a game. There have already been two perfect games this season. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.